Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. We've recently witnessed an exponential increase in data center power demands driven largely by the equally monumental rise in generative AI. By one estimate, generative AI could add anywhere from $2.6 to $4.4 trillion in global economic benefits annually. And so it's no surprise that data center power consumption is set to more than triple through the end of the decade. And on the line to discuss that is Harry Soin from Advanced Energy. So, Harry, thanks for joining us. And we're approaching the 1 petawatt threshold for global data center energy consumption. You know, what does that milestone represent for the industry, and how should we be thinking about power scalability moving forward?
Jess, that's an excellent question. Essentially, what that means is that, you know, it's the evolution of higher and higher power and higher power racks in the data centers. And so what that means is previously we were talking about 300 to 400 kilowatts. Now we are talking about 1 megawatt rack clusters to what you talked about, 1 petawatt threshold. And in terms of need for power, right, you know, what we are seeing is Sam Altman in a very recent interview said that the energy and the compute is the new currency of the future. He mentioned in the interview that we are going to need tremendous amount of energy, right? And what it does is it translates directly into the power that is required as energy and power are directly proportional to each other. And it needs, you know, power conversion is all we do at Advanced Energy, and that's our strength. And in general, in a nutshell, to summarize this, you know, in 2024, we had 18 kilowatt size power shelves, and today in the same size, we have 100 kilowatt power shelves.
All right, can you walk us through the Open Rack version 3 power delivery roadmap and what it means for next generation data center infrastructure?
Well, that's a very, very good question. Not too long ago, in 2023, we had ORV2, which is a predecessor to ORV3, and they deployed 10 kilowatt power shelves, right? And as the need for the power grew, we moved from 12 volts to 48 volts. And as you know, as we go up four times in the voltage, your current goes down by four times. It means the copper and all those accessories, you know, the weight goes down. So we talked about ORV3. In the same size where we had 9 kilowatt power, we actually came up with 18 kilowatt power, almost double the power going to 48 volts. And that was in 2024. 2025, in the same size, we had 33 kilowatt. So ORV3 evolved from 18 kilowatts to 33 kilowatts. And at the end of this year, we are going to have 72 kilowatt power shelf. Essentially, if you put three of them together, you're getting close to 200 kilowatt power in a rack. And that is a huge, huge milestone. And so that is 100 kilowatts. So what is driving that ORV3? Now, ORV3 is going to evolve into HVDC, which is the, you know, what HVDC means, something that we talked about in the past. It's the distribution gets to 800 volts, right? So as you know, as you go, so this is because in order to have higher power, this translates into much lower currents. So 12 volts to 48 volts to 800 volts. That's been the journey, and that is the transition. And that's how the ORV3 is evolving as we move forward.
All right. Now, what are the biggest hurdles to widespread adoption of liquid cooling in data centers, and how is Advanced Energy addressing those through its technologies or partnerships?
You know, that's also a very, very good question. You know, challenges are more on the infrastructure side and not on the power side. Power is what we do at Advanced Energy. So what is the in-house industry addressing it? They are doing liquid to liquid or liquid to air. And those are the things they are using to get the heat out of those high power liquid cooling systems. In power, so far, you know, as you know, at Advanced Energy, our power supplies are typically 98% efficient. So what that means is we are only 2% of the problem. But as we move forward, that 2% becomes important because the power in each shelf is gone from 18 kilowatts to 100 kilowatts. So what, and we have expertise at Advanced Energy in many liquid cooling solutions. So we are leveraging those and we are deploying those for the liquid cooling platforms as we move forward.
Okay, so how are the efficiency standards evolving alongside AI workloads? You know, can you break down the new 80-plus Ruby specification and what it signals for future power supplies?
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, the certification ensures that the PSUs waste less power as heat and deliver more usable energy to the system. So the 80-plus Ruby not only surpasses the titanium certification that we had in the past, right, at 50% load, but more importantly, at 10, 20, and the lower values as well. And what's really critical is that the Ruby, you know, the 80 plus certified PSUs can achieve a staggering 90% efficiency at 5% load. So essentially that means we get more and more efficient. And that puts pressure on us so that we do not waste energy because energy, as we said, is at a premium.
All right, Harry, now before I let you go, you know, looking ahead, what's the one innovation or shift you believe will most fundamentally reshape how power data centers are in the next 5 years?
That is indeed a key, and I think that's the most important aspect, right? So at Advanced Energy, we are enabling very, very high density. That is 100 watts per inch cube. This has gone about tenfold. We used not in the past future, we were used to be at 100 watts per inch cube. So this tenfold is one of the greatest innovations so we can get more dense systems. We are collaborating with the community at large. AE is participating in driving standards, and we have very active involvement in many standards and work streams. I am leading the rack and power at Open Compute platform so that to define the power or the power shelves that are needed for the next generation, the rack structures that are needed, and how all the vendors and us can play a part in shaping the future. I will be speaking at upcoming Open Compute, OCP Taiwan Summit, and also the Open Compute Summit in San Jose in September timeframe, so that you know we can provide more direction and more details to this.
Okay, thanks, Harry. I want to thank you for your time, and to our audience, thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.